and welcome to Beyond the Bio. This week, I am joined by Sammy Wunder, who is a globally recognized relationship and love coach, an author, and a CEO of a heart-centered company that empowers women worldwide to find and keep love. I need this woman in my life. Her proven methods have been featured in Forbes, Time magazine, and the Huffington Post, gaining international attention for transforming modern dating. Known for her revolutionary dating theory of not becoming exclusive until a man proposes, Sammy personally experienced its success, getting engaged within 9 months and now enjoying over 6 years of a blissful marriage and motherhood also. I wanted to get Sammy on the show to talk about how she has so successfully built and grown a huge online community and see what we can learn from her journey along the way. So let's get stuck in. I'm so excited to have you on the show because I really want to know what a love coach does. Tell me what that involves. It sounds like such a cool role.
Absolutely. I think I have one of the best jobs in the world. It comes with a lot of responsibility as well because you deal with people's emotions, feelings, vulnerability. But it also comes with a lot of joy because you literally see a person transform before your eyes. You know, we have women who come to us who are struggling for years with dating apps, finding the right person. And even if they find the right person, they don't have the skill set to keep a healthy relationship. So they will end up, you know, in their relationship, censoring their voice, not having healthy boundaries. And so when you start to help such people and you see them transform before your own eyes, that is a very fulfilling role for us to be in. And it is also a deeply responsible job. Now, what do we do as a love coach that is different from a therapist or a psychologist is that coaching is all about forward movement and results. So I don't talk to my clients endlessly about their past. Of course, I need some milestones and pointers from the past to connect the dots. But then we talk about what is the result you want to create. And so we have very defined goals inside of love coaching. And then we give you practical, implementable tools that you can implement to achieve the results you want. So coaching is very forward moving and very practical, real life behavior change oriented.
That's so interesting. Do you get loads of wedding invitations?
I do. And I always feel so guilty when I can't make it. But as a mom of two and a CEO and a coach also responsible for holding the energy for hundreds of my clients each year, I think sometimes it does become challenging to attend the weddings. But I do get a lot of wedding invitations. And once in a while, I also make it.
Amazing. So I want to talk to you about how you've built and grown this amazing online community with Wunder Divas and also your YouTube channel. What was your initial strategy for building up such an engaged audience?
I don't think I started the company with an intention to build an audience or to become an eight-figure love coaching brand, which is what we are today. I think I just started out with an intention to help people. So I think anybody who's looking to start a business, what's most important is to be really good at your craft and then to share that craft and then make sure it's helping people get the results you promise. So for me, in the first year of my business, my obsession was with helping women. So I started this Facebook group, Wunder Divas, and then I started giving advice on it. I started showing my expertise on it. And when people came in and they started to see, oh, she makes sense. Oh, what she's saying actually works. They started to bring their friends. They started to bring their family in. And that's how the community grew. But I think at the end of the day, there is no magical way to build an audience. I think you have to be good at what you do. You have to help people get the results you promise. And once that happens, it's just an exponentially domino effect. So I collected a lot of testimonials within the first year of working as a coach. It's almost a decade ago now. So it's been a long time doing this. But then just testimonials, helping people, And I remember I was on the BBC and they interviewed me for a documentary for startups, because I think it was 2020, the Corona period, where they interviewed me and they said, wow, your business made multi-seven figures in this year. And how did you start? And I shared that I started by charging £25, like, for my sessions. And today, you know, I charge to the tune of 2,000 plus per hour to work with me one-on-one, right? But it is not like random numbers, random charging. It is really because you hone your craft. I have today 1,100 plus client testimonials with women saying, you know, they've attracted the love of their lives. They've healed their marriages using my frameworks and my programs. And so I think if you just focus on doing a great job with every human being that comes in front of you, you are bound to succeed and you're bound to build a community.
Amazing. That sounds brilliant. How have you found that balance between providing free content within the community, but then also transitioning people into paying clients?
Well, I think that's a very nuanced question, because I think both have their place and both have their job to do. So I would say what's important is to always check in with your energy, like how much giving feels good to me, knowing that I will not get much back. So the free giving. And at what point does it start to make me feel drained, resentful, angry? Because ultimately we are people with gifts, and gifts must be valued, and we must value our own gifts first, right? In order for others to value our gifts. So I think there's a very fine balance between free and paid programs. I have a lot of free content that I give, but I give it in a way that feels good to me. So you cannot pick my brain for free, but you can watch my YouTube videos on my YouTube channel for free. And it is brilliant advice for free. But if you want to get my eyes on your personal situation, if you have blocks and blind spots in your love life that you need an expert to figure it out for you, that is going to be charged for, and that is going to be a good price. Because I also believe, like, I think women have work to do, and I specifically speak about women because I serve high achieving women to find love and keep love. I think women have work to do around their mindset on money. And I think we feel very bad and we feel very guilty if we ask to put a price on our gifts. But I think it's extremely important to understand that you can't be a great healer, a great coach, a great giver of gifts if your own energy is depleted. And therefore, you must be rewarded well for your time, energy, and gifts. But it's not just for you that you should charge well. I also believe you should charge well because it helps when people are committed to their own process. So if we see it all the time, we give amazing content on our free webinars. So many people will sign up and not show up. But if we charge $5, suddenly so many people will show up. And that's because they invested $5 into it. So it's not even often about the price. It's just about charging so that you get that person you want to serve being more committed to their own transformation process.
That makes sense. And obviously you've built this great community on Facebook and also YouTube. Have you noticed a difference between Facebook and YouTube in terms of the people that then go on to contact you and that you work with? Which platform has been better for you?
That's a tricky question. I think in the beginning years of my business, it was Facebook and Wunder Divas. I think I was one of the pioneers for using a private Facebook group to build a really tight-knit, moderated community where we were giving a lot of support. And it exists today as well. But of course, it's not possible for me now as a CEO of a big company with like an entire coaching team to be present there personally all the time. But I think now I am shifting more to YouTube. And in terms of like my clientele, I would say both platforms are amazing. Both platforms have their strengths and both platforms have their weaknesses. So I work with a lot of high-achieving women, entrepreneurs, C-suite executives, and they tend to often not be on Facebook, or they're very private about their usage on Facebook. And that's why it was important for my company to be more discreet. So our Wunder Divas Facebook group is a private group. And you can also post anonymously there for support so that your identity is still secret. And YouTube, of course, has that advantage. You can keep watching all my videos and I will never know.
So now that you have got to a point where you've got a team of coaches, but obviously you're the face of the business and you are known as being the expert, how does that work in terms of, you know, people want to work with you as the brand? How do you then introduce them to the coaches?
I mean, the coaches are an extension of me because they are all trained by me. And, you know, I'm very, very rigorous in my training because I'm not just obsessed with me being the brand. I am obsessed with creating a legacy. And I think if I am going to be obsessed with, I have to work with everyone and I have to be the, you know, show pony all the time, then I literally prevent my impact from reaching more women. So I had to let my ego go off and, you know, be more invested in the success of the people I wanted to serve versus be invested in my own success and being like the only figure in the company. And so for me, this is a very conscious creation of being able to serve thousands and thousands and over the years, millions of women versus, you know, trying to be a one woman show and trying to hold on to everything myself. So till today, I still do very high level celebrity coaching. I mean, as I said, I work with some very successful entrepreneurs, some very well known names in the industry that I cannot take. And as their private coach, I do charge a lot of, it takes a lot of money to work with me. However, you don't always have to pay that much. You know, my brilliance is constantly transferred to the people I train, and you can work with those people and myself inside Elevate, which is my signature 6 months long group coaching program. And we have like a singles version for women looking to attract a healthy partner. And we have a relationships version for women in relationships. And I'm present on these groups, but just not in a one-on-one pick my brain capacity, but more in a, you know, I do live streams in these groups and I follow people's stories. I go leave an answer, leave a comment. And so they still get me, but it's yeah. just that we do it in a group framework. And that way you don't have to pay, you know, high five figures to work with sure. me one-on-one.
So it's accessible for everybody at whichever level they can come in at. That makes sense. How much time are you spending these days on content creation to show up in Facebook or with your videos? What does a typical week look like for you in terms of content creation?
So, I mean, it depends. Right now, I still work with quite a few private clients a year. So I would say I work with 6 to 8 super high level private clients every year. And then it's a long investment with me. So like minimum 6 months to a year's time where we can actually create real change. And then I do Elevate, which is my group coaching program. And I do this between Monday to Wednesday. And then Thursday is all things visibility, you know, YouTube. I constantly update the content in Elevate as well so that it keeps up with the times. You know, dating apps are changing, ghosting, men are ghosting all the time, you know, and like you just have to update the trainings so that your clients know you care and you update based on their feedback as well and what they need. And so that is for me Thursday. And then Friday is my day off and Saturday, Sunday, I don't work.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a good balance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I batch a lot of content. So my team has my batched content and they post it everywhere. And it makes me seem like I'm on social media 24/7, but I'm not. It's just my team making it look like it's me.
And do they engage with people on your behalf or is that something that you still do yourself?
Like the team will answer comments, etc. But I don't want to just step away from my business so much that I lose the pulse of the people I serve. So I like being connected with women. I still feel like I do a very vulnerable thing in the world and I want to care for people's emotions. And I think what makes my brand so special and outstanding in the love coaching industry is the intimacy that we provide. So with ChatGPT coming in and everybody being able to, you know, use texting and scripting from ChatGPT, I think what will make companies stand out in the future is the human touch. And that's what I'm great at. That's what my coaches are great at. And I think we don't see that changing for our brand.
If someone listening is starting out from scratch in terms of building their own online community, what would be the first thing that you would suggest that they focus on?
Build a framework and a process that works. Then invite people on a pilot basis to test it out. then get testimonials in return, and then optimize your process, and then scale it and show it to more people, and then repeat.
And you mentioned that you got so many testimonials quite early on. Was there any particular incentive that you gave them to write testimonials, or were they just all so in love that they couldn't wait to write a glowing testimonial?
Well, it was the arrangement that was made. It's like, if I can help you get results, if the process is helpful for you, are you happy to, in return, record a video for me, record a testimonial for me, write something for me? And of course, I work in a sensitive field, so I still get a lot of no's. Like, there are thousands more people I have helped than I have on record. And that's because they want to be quiet about it. But that is a right of the consumer that you always have to respect.
Of course. So when you receive a video testimonial, are you able to then repurpose that and use it in different ways and use it in different places?
Absolutely. You can put it on your offer page. You can put it on your social media. You can put it on your stories. Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of multi-purposing and getting something once and being able to reuse it. So that's cool. Thinking about this person that's potentially just setting up a community for the first time, what key signs would you say that they should be looking out for when they're building that community to know that it's ready to be monetized?
I think engagement, conversation. You can't have sales if you're not having conversations. So sales are a natural byproduct of having relationships with people. And if you treat people like people and you have conversations with them and you are curious about understanding where they're struggling, what is it that they need, and they're willing to be open about it, I think that's a great sign of a community. So asking your community questions like, what is your most difficult dating challenge right now? What is the most pressing solution you're looking for in your marriage or your relationship? And then if you have people who open up and engage, that's a great sign that you can create an offer. And I mean, I don't like the word monetize your community, but you create an offer to serve the people that are then sharing their issues with you. So there's engagement, there's conversation. That's a great sign that people trust you, they're opening up to you, and then you can put out an offer that will help them solve the problem they shared with you.
So one of the things that's been key to your success has been having a strong personal brand, sharing your experiences, sharing your expert advice. What would your advice be for other experts who want to raise their profile, but perhaps maybe feel a bit hesitant or a bit reluctant about putting themselves out there online?
I mean, I would go into the belief system. If you have a gift and you are hesitant to share it, you're hurting the people you actually want to serve. It's like having the medicine to somebody's pain and then hiding it from them. So you have to come out because you have to be less obsessed with your fears and your hesitations and your doubts, and more obsessed and more in tune with the people you are here to serve. And holding back on your visibility is hurting the very people you want to love and serve. So if not for yourself, do it for them.
I think that's such a great way of looking at it. And that's something that I often talk to people about when they're perhaps they're introvert or they feel that they're just being a bit too much if they put themselves out there. But you're absolutely right. It's around their knowledge and their experience. And actually, they're doing their clients or their audience a disservice by not sharing that. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. Obviously, you've built this amazing community. You've got a brilliant business. What's next for you? What's on the horizon for the next year or so?
So I think for me, the word of the year is ease and streamlining. So as a mother of two young boys and a wife, I think when I was starting the company, I had not imagined it would go to the proportions it has gone to today. And so for me, it's really about like making everything easier for myself so that I can enjoy my life a bit more. Because when, you know, you grow at this exponential rate, you have to emotionally catch up with it. You have to catch up with your success. You have to learn things on the way. You know, I'm a trained economist turned love coach for high achievers. But, you know, it's not like I had an MBA in business or running a company. So there was a lot I had to learn on the way, and it was intense, you know, hiring, firing, speaking my truth, training coaches, handling clients. You know, if I could, I would just be a love coach, but I am now also CEO. So I think for me, the next step this year is streamlining, making everyone's life easy, more automations, more systems, and enjoying my life. Having it all and keeping it all.
Well, that sounds like a great goal. Amazing. It's been so interesting talking to you and learning more about your community and how you've grown it. If anyone listening hasn't come across you until now, where's the best place for them to find you?
Well, I'm all over the internet. You just have to spell my name right. So you have to get the Wunder right. So Sammy, S-A-M-I, W-U-N-D-E-R. Follow me on Instagram, Sammy Wunder Coach. Go to my website, sammywunder.com, and book a free 30-minute consultation to learn how we can help you attract a great, loving partner or heal your relationship or marriage.
Amazing. And we'll pop links to your profile in the show notes as well. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.